Today, I'm focusing on how we can better protect American consumers from identity theft and ensure our privacy, including for our children at school. And then tomorrow at the Department of Homeland Security, I'll focus on how we can work with the private sector to better defend ourselves against cyber attacks. And finally, on Wednesday in Iowa, I'll talk about how we can give families and communities faster, cheaper access to broadband so they can succeed in the digital economy. But I want to start here at the FTC, because every day you take the lead in making sure that Americans, their hard-earned money, and their privacy are protected, especially when they go online. And these days, that's pretty much for everything. Managing our bank accounts, paying our bills, handling everything from medical records to movie tickets, controlling our homes, smart houses from smartphones. Secret Service does not let me do that, but I know other people do. And with these benefits come risks. Major companies get hacked. America's personal information, including financial information, gets stolen. And the problem is growing, and it costs us billions of dollars. In one survey, 9 out of 10 Americans say they feel like they've lost control of their personal information. In recent breaches, more than 100 million Americans have had their personal data compromised, like credit card information. When these cyber criminals start racking up charges on your card, it can destroy your credit rating. It can turn your life upside down. It may take you months to get your finances back in order. So this is a direct threat to the economic security of American families, and we've got to stop it. If we're going to be connected, then we need to be protected. As Americans, we shouldn't have to forfeit our basic privacy when we go online to do our business. And that's why, since I took office, we've been working with the private sector to strengthen our cyber defenses.